for all those who cannot wait to get on the Urban Radio server this week, which we have not yet announced, feel free to go to the website, click on Urban Radio, follow the link to the server of the week, and you can find out who's hosting it. We'll be right back here on Urban Radio.
Is my boomstick.
This is.
Yeah, baby.
This is.
Yeah!
You know, you're really pissing me off.
This is the Team Sportscast Network.
This is Warhammer of ISPGN, OC2, Urban Radio.
Hey, this is Aspern from ForbiddenNinja.com.
Hi, this is Zach from UTForums.com.
From Apex Twin from GameAdams.com.
Hi, this is Lord of Doom from UTZen.
Hi, this is Mungo Zen from MungoZen.com.
Hi, this is Green from LWZ.
What's up, y'all? This is the Count from Wolfit.com.
Howdy, this is Alan from UTScripts.net.
Give me a radio check.
And you're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald, Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Hey, greetings and welcome to Urban Radio. My name is Oswald, and for the next few hours, we will take a look back on the week, the Quake 3 mod, Urban Terror. 2.6 has been receiving pretty good reviews over the past 2 weeks now. With that said, we do know that gamers are anticipating the new beta 2.6 patch, I guess we can call it, to fix some of the issues out there that have been plaguing the community since the release of beta 2.6 about 2 weeks ago. We do have an Urban Radio server up. As I said, you can feel free to go to our website, urbanterror.net, click on the Urban Radio link and follow the server link and find out just who is hosting the Urban Radio server this week. We also have some league news for you, along with a whole bunch of stuff, so hopefully you guys will stay tuned. Before we get into that, a little music here. Going to step away, let Mungo Zen take over the airways. This is Doctor of the Nomadics, Spirit in the Sky, right here, Urban Radio on TSN.
Going on up to the
Yeah, you are at the place that is the best. That is right here on TSN, the Team Sportscast Network, and you are tuned in to the Friday edition of Urban Radio. Hello once again. My name is Oswald, and as I sit here scrolling through Pound Urban Tear, I do see many of the regulars. Again, a big thank you to all of you who continue to support the show. I'm glad you guys could tune in for a few hours of mayhem, I guess is what you could call it, here on Urban Radio. We got the Urban Radio server up. As I understand, Thunder is taking the password off it right now, so you guys should be able to join up here in just a few minutes. I got Air America going on my laptop, watching that. Got the music going. That was Doctor and the Medics, by the way, Spirit in the Sky. And Slayer, Blow Me. The song rocks, okay? Oh, Density, yeah, you too, Blow Me. The song rocks. Get your questions and comments ready. Feel free to send them to me on IRC. I am in Pound Urban Terror and Pound TSN on Enter the Game, IRC.EnterTheGame.com network. You can find me as On Air TSN Oswald. And as the show progresses, we will read some of those comments on the air, please. No music requests, as the music is already set. Thanks to Mungo's In, the Happy Fatty, for dishing out some good tunes this week. Even if you don't like my choice of Doctor and the Medics, I do. All right, it looks like Thunder does have the password off, so if you guys, there we go, I see some gamers hopping in now. Hopefully some of you guys who are hopping in are actually in Pound Urban Tear there, because the server was full before he before he kicked everybody and passworded it. But got UT Eagle going on right now, and we'll talk a little bit more about that here in just a little bit. We're going to attempt something new today, so hopefully you guys, I know you all like free stuff, right? Especially Urban Terror t-shirts. I know some of you don't want to pay $15 or $20 or more for a t-shirt or a fleece or a hat or, you know, maybe even $5 or whatever it is for a sticker. But we're going to try an urban email contest here. The rules are very simple. First and foremost, I am the judge, jury, and executioner. When it comes to the emails, I have the final say and the only say as to who the winner is. So hopefully, those are basically the only rules. All you need to do is send me an email pertaining to the world of Urban Terror. It can be anything I touch on here in the next 2 hours in the show or something that's going on in the community. Maybe it's a rant. But we're basically looking for good emails here. You know, don't sit there and send me a rant that's full of swearing and Sid, you guys suck, and Beta 2.6 is garbage, and you know, stuff like that. Send me a decent email, and, you know, I'll read it. You can send it to me at oswald@planetquake.com, and I will read those emails during my breaks here. Check them out. See if any of them are good enough to actually give out some free Urban Terror swag. Yeah, Tom, Blow Me too. But if you guys want to participate, I will remind you a few times during the show. You can email me now at oswald@planetquake.com. And hopefully I can get this implemented and try to give out some t-shirts every week if you guys if you guys think you're worthy enough to actually sit down and type something more than three words like you do in IRC. So as I said, a rant, email it, oswald@planetquake.com, and good luck. As I said, hopefully we can get this implemented. Before we do get started, I do need to take a few minutes and thank those who continue to make the show happen. You know what? And this is a very cool part in the movie here. Plane lands going uphill. It's just awesome. Anyway, first and foremost, as we always do, a big thanks to the entire community, even the people who seem to ride our jocks sometime. We do want to thank everybody, and we do appreciate all the support we have gotten for the past 3 years. August 25th. 2000 was our initial release, so we actually started development in 99, so it's just over 3 years now, and as I said, we're very excited about where we have been and where we plan on going here. So on behalf of Siliconized Development, we do thank you for your support. And as you know, Urban Radio would not be here without the support of TSN. That's the Team Sportscast Network. We've been affiliated them with them for almost a year now. Next month, I believe the 14th of December, we'll have to have our one-year party on TSN, as it's kind of exciting. Give away some more free stuff for you, right? But without their support, you know what? We would not be here.
This is my boomstick.
This is...
Yeah, baby!
This is.
You know, you're really pissing me off.
This is the Team Sportscast Network.
And if you have not checked out their website, feel free to go to tsncentral.com. Have a look around as to what's coming up this week on TSN. There is always something for everyone on TSN. If you're into games such as Return to Castle, Wolfenstein, Quake 3, MechWarrior 4, Soldier of Fortune 2, Unreal Tournament 2003, Jedi Knight 2, and, of course, Urban Terror, then you should be listening to TSN. You can also register. Drop my name in there as you register. Trying to get more registered users over there on TSN. We also have some great weekly shows, such as the Open Bar coming up later tonight with the man in charge, Cold Shot. We have a show on Monday called Oral Fixation with DA and Trillion. Also, Icy hosts a lecture along with our show, which comes on every Friday, usually. Urban Radio, just to name a few. So be sure to check out tsncentral.com for the latest information. For dates and times on upcoming shows, check the calendar. And, you know, I do know that Juno's redoing the calendar here, so you may have some issues with it, but it'll all be sorted out here very shortly.
Hello, and thank you for calling TSN. All of our DJs are currently trying to make the VCR stop blinking 12. Please leave a message after the string of curses.
And then you'll see! And then you'll see!
Stop blinking 12!
The Team Sportscast Network.
And I already see I have an email, and that person will remain nameless, but I think he likes Sarah Michelle Gellar. I also want to give a shout-out to Zach over at ZDWebHosting.com for mirroring all the previously recorded Urban Radio shows. I've been with him now for about 6 or 8 months, and his service is basically second to none. So if you're looking for inexpensive and reliable hosting, feel free to talk to Zach. You can check out ZDWebHosting.com, and for as little as $8 a month, you can have 200 megs of disk space and a 10 gig transfer rate. We also want to thank Zach for offering up all his services during the day of the release. He came through and really helped out in a pinch. And finally, thanks to the guys over at GeekWars, Andrew and Tommy, who now offer a complete line of Urban Terror merchandise, which we have dubbed a vaporware. T-shirts start at $15, and there's about 5 different designs. You can get the logo, you can get the bullets, you can get some of the art that Sweet Nuts has done, both on the front and or on the back. And really some good stuff, top quality stuff. I know many people have said, well, I'm not going to order any because those are just fake pictures on the front. Yeah, they may be fake pictures, but you know what? Good quality T-shirts, heavy ink on the T-shirts. It's some good stuff here. Along with the T-shirts, they have fleece pullovers, fleece vests, hats, stickers. I guess we're getting steins or shot glasses very soon. So go over to geekwares.com, check it out for more information and pricing. Any questions? Feel free to email Tommy at geekwars.com, and he will answer any other questions you have that I might not be able to answer. We're going to step away for a few minutes, but when we come back, we'll drop into the Urban Radio server. We'll drop the information, blah, blah, blah. We'll drop the Urban Radio server information to you if you're not already on there. I'm Oswald. You are listening to Urban Radio right here on TSN, the Team Sportscast Network.
Freud's primal part of the human psyche, and one of the hottest game shops on earth, has been rocking the gaming world from Mesquite, Texas since 1991. As a renowned leader in the industry, id Software forged such frenetic titles as Wolfenstein 3D, Doom, Doom 2, Quake, and Quake 2. With intense graphics and mind-blowing action, id's games have helped redefine the modern video game, continuously setting industry standards for technology and gameplay. And in keeping with tradition, id Software has amplified the world of adrenaline-pumping 3D gaming with the release of their latest action titles, Quake 3 Arena, Quake 3 Team Arena, and the executive production of Return to Castle Wolfenstein. Id's advanced Doom 3 engine is leading the next revolution in 3D interactive games. Check out more about id Software at www.idsoftware.com.
You're listening to TSN, the Team Sportscast Network.
We'll be right back.
to Quake 3 Urban Terror's Urban Radio with your host, Oswald. Right here on the number one station for online gaming, TSN.
That's right, and we are back with you. I am Oswald. Thank you for listening. I'm watching some of these emails roll in. They're kind of funny. If you're just joining us and you've tuned in at a good time here, just about ready to give out the Urban Radio server information for those of you who are not already on the map in the level. But feel free to head over to the website, and as I say, click on Urban Radio, followed by the Urban Radio link, and that'll give you all the information. Today we see the return of Thunder's Playpen as the Urban Radio server of the week. As many of you know, Thunder did have to shut it down due to extensive net traffic. I guess the IT department said we're going to have no more of that, and they pulled the plug on Playpen. But no worries, really. Thanks to MD Paul for helping to get the server back up, as we have the all-new Thunder's Playpen. You can join all the action right now, 212.68.195.169, port 27961. And as I look in there quickly, it looks like we have room for one more gamer. Actually, two gamers. So if there's anybody hanging out in Pound Urban here or Pound TSN who want to get in on the action and get their game on, as Jeff T would say, then head over to the website and get all the server information. For those European listeners, you know, see, I told you guys, we don't exclude you. We bring you Thunder's Playpen, which is located in Brussels, Belgium. Today it is CTF. It's got a four-cap limit, usually eight. Friendly Fire is on, and Punkbuster is enabled. And as I said, it's got a it's got room for 16 gamers, and it looks like we have two spots left. So get your game on and get in the server. 2.6, as I said, has been out for about 2 weeks now. And gamers still seem to be pretty pleased with what Silicon Ice has done. Pre-release party, the radio show, the release, in our eyes, were all very successful, and we're glad we had such success with that. Of course, development is not development without bugs, and we do have some of those, as I'm sure many of you are well aware of, and we continue to work on the patch here that we will be bringing you to correct some of those issues. Currently, the patch we have being tested is it's being tested on a wide scale to some degree. We do have, I believe, six or seven servers out in the community right now that are running the patch, and we will talk about that a little bit later on in the show. The bug list continues to grow slowly, as I'm not receiving 150, 200 emails a day on bugs, because many of them seem to be duplicates that I'm seeing now. But if you want to check out the bug list, feel free to. We do have it posted at urbanterror.net/buglist.txt. You can check out all the bugs that we have taken in from you, the community. And we posted those in order to help show you what has been addressed and what hasn't been addressed. So if you see your bug on there, great. If not, then you know what? You might want to send me an email, and we'll try to get your bug in the database. Well, you know what time it is? It's time to fill my little brown bottle back up with a nice golden liquid. Yep, that's right. My beer is empty. I'm going to step away. You are listening to Urban Radio right here on TSN, the Team Sportscast Network.
Would you like your files served to you at mock speeds? FileShack is a network of lightning-fast servers with a direct cross-connection into the Speakeasy DSL user base, giving users of Speakeasy DSL priority network access for the quickest possible downloads from a truly massive file selection. All FileShack servers are hosted in Speakeasy DSL facilities around the USA on fully redundant internet bandwidth. That's a real nice balance spread across 11 major cities. So head on over to FileShack.com, sign up for your totally free account, and grab all the latest demos, mods, patches, and more. File Shack is administered by Steve Gibson of Shack News and maintained within the Speakeasy Network. With File Shack, you don't need to wait. Everyone gets their files fast.
The Team Sportscast Network.
Hey, welcome back to Urban Radio. I am Oswald, and that was Dogs of War by Pink Floyd. Quick dedication going out to Guma, who'll be gone for a while, serving the U.S. Army, and we wish him the best of luck. Also, a quick shout-out to Jaded Fox, who said, oh, my God, I wanted to hear Pink Floyd. There you go, little Dogs of War right here on Urban Radio. Remember, I got four or five emails now that look pretty decent. If you want to get in on the Urban Email Contest, feel free to send me an email to oswald@planetquake.com. Make a deal with something happening in the community. It does not necessarily have to be a negative rant. It can be anything you'd like, but feel free to send me that. Oswald@planetquake.com. The best email will win an Urban Terror t-shirt. Now, what are we going to do right now? We're actually going to talk a little bit about some of the Urban Terror leagues. Talking to Spawn, Drizzt, Duncan, and I guess now Lord is going to be involved in a little bit of the clan base action. But unfortunately, I still haven't heard much out of clan base. I know they're going to have to make some decisions very shortly as to what they're going to do with the league here, the ladder, the cup, I guess as you guys over in Europe call it, the cup. I really didn't get much information out of them. Hopefully something will happen here in the next week or so. As I said, I know they're rolling up on a deadline here. And we would like to see some European Cup action. And, of course, as we did last year, we can cast some of the matches right here on TSN. But we know you guys want to get in on some of the 2.6 action. I know many of you have been waiting for the point, and that's one of the reasons I've heard is for the delay, but, you know, previously it was, well, we're going to delay it and wait for 2.6, so we will see what happens. And for those of you who don't know, along with the hats I wear here for Silicon Ice, I'm also the lead over here at TSN in charge of the Urban Terror shoutcasting. Surprise, surprise, right? Currently there are three casters, myself, Jeff T., and Whispers. And actually, we just included a fourth this week. We do want to welcome Van Silly. Yeah, Van Silly. You know, the guy who can't rap and can't sing, that Van Silly? Yes, Van Silly will now be one of the casters who will be covering Urban Terror along with a few other games, we assume. I know he's talking to some of the other casters here as to what he can cast, but I know he is excited and does want to cast some Urban Terror. So we hope to get him on the mic here next week, it sounds like, as he has some commitments he has to get to this week. I've been working with the admins from the OGL, from STA, and from Cal in order to get their opinions on what matches we should provide coverage for. Dracostian's been very good to me the last week and a half or so. He's given me a list of what he thinks is going to be good matches. And then actually his list, surprisingly enough, mirrored mine. So we've picked out some good matches this week. And that's what I mean by working with some of the admins here to get some of the better matches, some more competitive matches, and maybe some of the matches you guys want to hear shoutcasted. We will start looking at the clans. We're going to start with Cal. Some action happening over at Cal. It looks like with the... with Connor leaving, that left a vacancy, which was actually filled this week by Dobie. I'm sure some of you might remember Dobie. He is now going to be the admin at Cal. We wish him the best of luck. That happened a couple days ago. If you want to read all about it, calleague.com. Click on Urban Terror, and you can check out the ladder and see what he has planned. This is a good thing. This does mean that the league will remain intact at least for one more season, which we're quite excited about. Here are some of the excerpts from Dobie as to what he said. Right now, he says, we're going to have a preseason. It'll be 3 weeks long. He says there's no obligation to play in those games. This means if you don't play in them, then you won't get suspended. He says there's no specific nights which the matches need to be played. He says just play and report before the date. And finally, the schedule will be done each week after he gets all the reports in. So we wish Dobie the best of luck, and best of luck to all the teams involved in Cal this season. We will try to bring you coverage of some of those upcoming grudge matches. I know there was some interest in casting, I believe it was DSP and LGD over on the Cal side, so we'll see if we can fit that into the schedule here and see who comes out on top. Preseason week one will actually feature Actually, it'll need to be completed by Wednesday, November 27th, and will be played on UT Casa.
We're the gamers who sit on our asses and watch everybody else play. But most importantly, chicks dig us.
Oh, yeah.
The Team Sportscast Network.
See, that little sounder just gives me a time to get a sip of beer. That's why I play so many sounders, if you ever wanted to know. I love the titles of some of these emails you guys are sending me. Here's one, the winning Urban Terror email. I'll check those at the next break and see how you guys are doing on them. Let's move over to the STA Urban Terror League, the Stronger Than All Urban Terror League. As I said, I do want to say thanks to Dracosian and actually Cardi for both of them, or Seffy, whatever he's going by these days, for working to get some of the good matches over here on TSN for the upcoming week. But checking out the action from last week, TSN did cover Cuda versus Bob over in the Flags West Division. And the match was actually won by Cuda 7-1. Score sounds a bit one-sided, but it was actually a very good game. After we got started, there were some issues with good and low-ping servers. But there was some great action. It was much easier to cast using the new, I know I keep pimping this, the new Spectator Shoutcaster CVAR, which was coded by that little Kiwi Density. But just awesome. I could actually hang up there. We're actually on Riyadh, so basically I could free float around the entire map, see everybody's name, their weapon, basically watch the action from a high view. Just awesome. Had a great time. And really helped the cast, I believe. I haven't had a chance to go back and listen to it yet, but when I do, hopefully we can pick out some of the problem areas. And actually, we even recorded a demo with it, too, so you could actually match up the demo with the audio and see how things went. As for other scores from the Flags division, really it looked like they were all blowouts. The match we covered was probably the closest. Some of the other scores were like 20-0, 15-1, 44-1, 40-0. I mean, you know, wake me up when it's over. I mean, these were basically all blowouts in the first week. Maybe clans feeling each other out and getting a feel for how they're going to play. But some of the winners included Pi, UFO, ICU, Fear, Sex, Unified, DNA, Death Rat, Enigma, The Lethal Brothers, and Clan Rogue. I love you, Density. Well, there was actually no TSN coverage of the Frags Division. Matches were much closer, including a very close 31-30 match between SJK. They actually defeated Black Ops Squadron by 1. Dog defeated ICU 29-20, and unfortunately Rogue forfeited, as they are one of the perennial favorites in the West Division. And the Silicon Soldiers, SIS, defeated Pitt 33-23. Week 2 coverage, we hope, will feature Clan Lick versus Pi coming up on Sunday, November 24th. I need to check servers for that right now. That's why it's not on the list. Hopefully we can cover that, and we will give you confirmation of that tomorrow, Saturday. What is it? Saturday, November 23rd. For all the Urban Terror coverage, go to tsncentral.com and click on the calendar. And with any luck, we can bring you maybe 2 matches a week from the Stronger Than All Urban Terror League, since they play on Sundays and Tuesdays. We're going to come back right after this, and when we do, we will turn our attention over to the OGL. Powered by the Speakeasy Network. You're tuned into Urban Radio right here on TSN.
listening to TSN on
Speakeasy. If you have Speakeasy, you'd be there now.
The Online Gaming League is a gaming community website maintained by a dedicated staff of volunteer gamers. Founded in 1997, the OGL has grown to become the world's largest action game competition website. The OGL has served more than 500,000 gamers since its inception and continues to grow at a phenomenal rate. With ladders available for virtually every type of online competitive game in existence, the OGL has something for everyone and draws the best players each game has to offer. Come join the ladder that matters and see if you have what it takes to be number one at www.worldogl.com.
Hey, welcome back. Little suicide tendencies there. Where is the truth? Going through some more emails here, and I can see some of you are trying to bribe me with Sarah Michelle Gellar pictures. Nice try. I thought that was kind of cool. Anyways, on to the OGL. as I mentioned last week, we do want to welcome back the Follow the Leader ladder over at the OGL. It was removed, but with a little help from Tapper. And a boisterous call from Big Barbecue, that little rebel rouser. The ladder's back, but in order for it to remain, we do need your help and support. Currently, there are 7 teams, but we would like to increase that number. Hopefully, we can get a bit more support. 14 would be nice, but 10's a nice round number, so hopefully we have 3 clans that are out there willing to try a new game mode, which is, you know, not really played all that often. I don't believe there are more than probably 2 or 3 servers worldwide that play Follow the Leader, but it's a very good game mode, very team oriented. So if you guys have a good clan, think you can hang with a clan like Clan Pit, then I suggest you go over to the OGL and sign up. If you've not tried FTL, then I suggest you guys drop it on your clan server. Play it. It's sort of a combination of Team Survivor and CTF. And as I said, it does require quite a bit of teamwork. And I'm sure guys like Barbecue, MC, and Big D, they'd be more than happy to mentor you on how to play Follow the Leader. It's not like that little game you played in preschool any longer, boys. Oh, wow. Questions, as I said, you can check the manual. We do have all the points scoring system in there. Any other rules you need, feel free to email me, oswald@planetquake.com. I see many people in Pound Urban Terror asking, what are we emailing Oswald for? You are emailing Oswald with an urban. We're having the urban email contest starting this week. I'm going to choose the best email, read it on the air, and the winner of that email will receive a t-shirt courtesy of Silicon Ice Development and Geekwares. Basically, your rant, your email has to be about something happening in the community. Maybe it's something I'm going to hit on here on the radio show. But feel free to send me that email, oswald@planetquake.com. And I must say thank you very much for the support so far. I've gotten quite a few emails, more than I actually expected. God, I may actually run this contest twice. So give me your email, oswald@planetquake.com, and I'll try to read a few of them on the air here. Getting back to the OGL, currently there are now 4 active ladders over on the OGL. As I said, FTL was just bought back. We do have the 2v2 open, the team open, and the CTF open. All the ladders are active, and clans have begun playing and scheduling games on a weekly basis. Coming up later tonight, we will be featuring Triad the Mercenaries, who currently hold the top rung in the 2v2 open with a record of 18-1, taking on the number 3 ranked team, the Battery Bunnies. You can catch all the action right here on TSN beginning at 10 p.m. Eastern. That'll be about 3 hours after Urban Radio ends, after Cold Shot and Open Bar. So Cold Shot will get you liquored up, and I'll take it home. As you guys can listen to a little 2v2 action tonight, looking forward to calling that as it is for a number 1 rung over on the OGL. Checking out the action in the Team Open Division, Wednesday night action. Brought its Easy Company, challenging the number 1 clan, Clan Fear. First round played on the new Uptown map, actually, which I was quite impressed with. As I said, it was Team Survivor. It was not CTF. But we did see Fear win 6-4 on the first map, which, as I said, was Uptown. We'll talk about that here later in the show. Second map, Abbey. Fear took that 8-7 in a very close match. Props to both teams. And as always, thanks for supporting TSN and the shoutcasting. Some notes about that. Let me think. Oh, let me think. It's actually good. It was good all the way around. Easy Company has some great players. Dark Gold, just to name two of them. Clan Fear played. They're probably one of the perennial favorites on the open ladder. As I said, they currently hold the number one rung, and I'm sure we look forward to more teams challenging them to knock them off that first rung. And it also looks like Clan Fear, if I remember this right, has already been challenged by the number two rung team, Organic. Just waiting to hear back from Clan Fear as to if they have accepted the challenge or not, and as to when the match will go off. And we'll have to find out if their 5-0 unbeaten streak will continue. And rest assured, we will be covering all that action right here on TSN. Next Wednesday, November 27th, we will cast the first OGL Follow the Leader match, with Clan Pit being challenged by Urban Ranger. I'm not really sure what to make of that right now. As I said, I don't know much about Urban Ranger. I do know a little bit about Clan Pit. Should be a decent match, and we will bring you that action. I believe there's a time set, and I don't have it written down, so you can actually go over to worldogl.com, click on the ladders, click on Quake 3, click on Urban Terror, and find out the start time, because, as I said, I just don't have that handy, but I can check. Okay, I got it up here. Urban Rangers, Clan Pit, number one, number two teams at 10 p.m. Eastern on Wednesday, November 27th. Little pre-Thanksgiving festivities for you. How about that? See who the big turkeys are. Somebody actually emailed me, said, why are you planning on covering this match, the Follow the Leader match? Well, hopefully by shoutcasting this and getting a few people listening, we can introduce this game mode to more people. Many do know it's there, like they know Capture and Hold is there. Unfortunately, it's not played. But we'll have to see what happens. I guess the lack of actual team play on pub servers does make it a little bit challenging. But, you know, we'll see. I expect a good turnout. Clan Pit's got a good following. And I see some comments being made in the channel about how Pit's going to basically whack them. And you know what? It's probably going to be the case. I'm sure Clan Pit will take it to him, but that's not to say the Urban Rangers won't come to play. What else do we have? We're also planning right now, I have not scheduled anything yet, but planning on covering the wild cards over on the CTF open ladder, wild cards defending their number one rung. Look for that information posted over on the TSN calendar very shortly. That match will actually be that'll probably be a slow match. It's going to be played on Sands and Riyadh. And as I said, we will be covering that. You can guarantee it. You can also check out all the leagues, as Urban Radio will keep you up to date each week on the happenings in each league, OGL, STA, and Cal. Things are just getting kicked off now, and hopefully Clan Base will make the decision to start so we can get a little European coverage in here for those over in Europe and Scandinavia who I know listen to the show, not to leave out the guys from Spain or Portugal or some of the other countries over there, but I figure Europe and Scandinavia basically covers everything over there, right? So check out all the leagues, many good leagues over here in North America. Urban Radio, as I said, will keep you up to date on all of them. Now it's your turn to get involved and have some fun. It's time for me to get into a little more music here when we come back. We're going to jump into the Urban Radio server, check things out, see how the action's going. I'm Oswald. You're listening to Urban Radio right here on TSN. You let me complicate you.
Here at TSN, we know that gamers really want lots and lots of the sex.
I love it!
Thanks.
Anytime.
Log on to www.tsncentral.com for as much hummina hummina hoo-ha bow wow awooga as you can possibly handle. The Teen Sportscast Network. We call the shots.
Watch where you're shooting.
Whoa. Sorry.
You're dialed in to Quake 3 Urban Terror's Urban Radio with your host, Oswald. Right here on the number one station for online gaming, TSN.
Yeah, great. Just what I need. One more thing to do during all the music here. Not only do I have to check all the private messages here for shout-outs and props to those in the community, but now I got to read emails, too. Some of you guys are, my God, I didn't know you could write. I'm just kidding. Got quite a few emails, quite a few good ones. I still don't have a winner, so if you want to get involved, feel free to send me your best urban email. It can be in rant form, oswaldplanetquake.com. If it wins, you win. You will receive an Urban Terror t-shirt, courtesy of Silicon Ice Development and Geekwares. Coming up later tonight, little RTCW action returns. Yabol, Justice P, and Sabo bring you OGL Stopwatch action. Fear and Loathing taken on Extreme. Match begins at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And also remember, we do have the 2 versus 2 open ladder action with the number one clan, Triad. The Mercenaries defending their number one rung against Battery Bunnies. All the action will begin approximately 15 minutes before the scheduled start of 10 p.m. Eastern Time. So you can join us right here on TSN, the Team Sportscast Network, for all the action. And TSN's actually covering all the action this weekend. If you don't know what I mean, head over to TSNCentral.com, and you can see the list of upcoming events. Open Bar, that comes up later tonight. We have some... I don't even know what this is. As I said, they're redoing the calendar and the events calendar, so things are a little bit up in the air here. But check out the upcoming events, and we usually put Urban Terror. There's some Urban Terror action happening over at TSN.
The things I enjoy most about listening to the TSN would be the smooth and mellow tunes played during TSN's prime time.
Good chink on fire, now check it out. Here comes this. Oh man, wow, good maneuvering there mid-air.
OMFG, TSN, Psy, f***ing, fleet.
Booyah, Grandma. Booyah. TSN, the Team Sportscast Network.
Yes!
www.tsncentral.com.
Hey, it's Oswald back with you. A few quick pimps for TSN Central, as I said, they are our host here on Urban Radio. And that sound in the background means someone has just grabbed the flag, that being the blue flag, as we are now in the Urban Radio server, checking out all the action, as we are on the new version of Twin Lakes. Some of you people, some of you gamers have seen that, I'm sure many of you have, as we see HV Twin Duck dropping the blue flag. And the flag is returned. Currently, we are looking at a 3-1 score here. As I said, the map is Twin Lakes version 2. The red team currently up 3-1. The red team features Thorin, Winduck, Thunder, Maxim, Frosty2K, Zane, Dark, Toxic Waste, and over on the blue side, Wuzza, Arctic Tiaf, Namelk, I think. Onyx, MF Doom, Dr. Zukas, Lysi, and Abdas. And I'm sure I butchered half of those names. That's okay, right? Because it's all about fun. As we see the admin poll. What's up, MDT poll? Thanks for the server this week, my friend. As I said, we are on Twin Lakes. Fast and furious action as we look in on the game here. as we follow Zane Dark and Quinn Duck, as Quinn Duck looks like he's going to go for a grab of the flag, and he actually has a Desert Eagle in hand as he's tossing grenades, running by the A-framed house, and up the hill onto the other side of the canyon. Down, changing weapons past the lumber mill, and he is fragged by MF Doom. Nice shot by MF Doom. God, I didn't know Doom actually had skills with his PSG-1, but guess what? He does. You can hear all the action in the background as Thorin goes down thanks to Dr. Zukas, and Zukas taken out quickly by Thunder. So, see, this is basically what we do when we shoutcast. We have a good time with it. Sometimes we will have GTV set up so you guys can actually tune in, not only listen to the match, but watch the match as well. As I said, we do the Urban Radio Server each and every week. If you are an admin and feel like you would want to host one of the Urban Radio Servers, feel free to send me a message, oswaldplanetquake.com, and we will get you all the necessary information you need to host. As I said, it's a good time. Gamers enjoy it. I know many enjoy hearing their names being called. We enjoy shoutcasting as much as you guys enjoy playing. So you guys keep playing, and you know what? We'll keep shoutcasting. Sounds like a good deal to me, huh? As I said, this week's featured server is Thunder's Playpen, located in Brussels, Belgium. And once again, I do want to thank MDT Poll and Thunder for offering up their server this week. So 2.6, beta 2.6. Everybody's played it now. It's been out for about 2 weeks. Many continue to be stuck on the 8-month development cycle that the development team had for it. But overall we feel it was a positive experience, not only for us but the community. Of course, we did receive our fair share of negative comments, not only in emails and private messages, but in the forums. And of course, there's bugs, there's going to be negative emails, especially those, and I don't know if I get to it, but, you know, those emails that start out, hey, you know what, you guys have a great game, but, you know, why are there so many bugs? Didn't you guys test it? Well, we'll get into that later, as I think there's a rant on that later on here in the show, if I remember right. Regardless, we are somewhat relieved to have Beta 2.6 finally out so the community can play it, beta test it, seeing as it is Beta 2.6, right? So you are all beta testers. We have started the extensive bug list we were talking about a little bit earlier in the show. You can see that at urbanterror.net/buglist.txt. Files updated every 2 or 3 days by myself, and it's based on information I get in the forums on IRC and via the email bug form we have in the Urban Terror Manual. As we posted on urbanterror.net, our main issue right now are the crashes with the servers. Density's been working his ass off, trying to come up with some patches. We believe we have a patch that we are currently testing. Some of the other issues that we're looking into, such as the black screen. We have an issue with the rate, which was fixed at 10,000. We'll modify that. Many gamers are still complaining of frame rate loss since beta 2.5. We have also seen dead bodies sticking to gamers, which is kind of freaky looking. And finally, the last issue is the voting, where every vote is passed. These basically seem to be the biggest offenders, but they are not the only offenders. But we are working with some of the server admins on the crashing problem. Right now, as I said, I believe we have 6 or 7 servers in the community, both in North America and over in Europe, that are running a test patch for us. Basically, we've asked these server admins to put the patch up, but you guys really don't know what servers are running it, and there's really no need for you to know who's running it or why. I mean, the admins are the ones who are going to be the only ones who can provide us good feedback, the necessary feedback we need to figure out why servers are still crashing. So, as I said, we have about 7 of them out there. I think we're going to add 1 or 2 more. So far, the feedback we have gotten has been pretty positive. I know we sat there with one server admin last night for, God, I don't know, Density. What was it, about 3 hours trying to figure out some of the problems he had? But we are working on a patch, and it is coming along very well right now. With all that said, we do feel Beta 2.6 is playable. I don't understand why some gamers are experiencing so many problems. Many are not, but I know there are a small minority of gamers, and usually they're the vocal minority that always want to point the finger. And instead of continuing to instead of providing us constructive feedback, they continue to criticize, and as I said, comments such as, well, didn't you guys beta test this, or why is this bug here, or I could have caught this bug if I were a beta tester. Well, yes, thank you very much. Most of these issues were dealt with in testing. I'm sure most everybody on the QA team will attest to that. And Denson and I were talking about it last night, and we still have some ideas as to why, but we'll just have to wait and see until we actually work everything out and get something that's firm, and we know why it's not working, and we're basically going to keep it to ourselves. There are some out there who still want to complain and whine and continue to bash the mod. Go figure that out. Yes, we know there are issues, and yes, we did test and test. And I'm sure some of the bugs that you're experiencing, are frustrating. Yeah, go ahead and blame me. I'll take all the blame. So send your blame to me. But that's why this is Beta 2.6. Unlike other game development, many mods never make it out of beta development. I mean, I don't think Action Quake ever made it out of beta development. The developers got fed up with the community and left. I mean, that's why Action Quake ended. I'm sure some of you might remember that, and if you think I'm wrong, feel free to debate me on the issue, but the developers just got fed up with the community continually giving them crappy feedback or no feedback or continuing to bash them on this or that. Not saying that we're getting all that bash, because I know we get some excellent support from most everybody in our community, and we are very pleased with that, but continuing to send us emails that say, well, Sid, you guys suck and the mod is crap. Well, you know what? Don't play it then. If you send us something constructive that we can use, hey, you know what? We'll work with you. We'll work with anybody, as we did this server admin last night for about 3 hours. And I'm sure if he's listening, he can attest to that. And I know Density can attest to it. Density was hanging out there with me and giving me files to give to him and talking to him. So we're around. Sid's always around. If you're still suffering problems, you know, we may not have all the answers, but rest assured, we have most likely heard your problem before. Like, why can I not get an in-game browser to work, or why are my weapons not working right, or my name keeps changing, or Punkbuster keeps kicking me? You know, things like that. I mean, it's all good. We've heard every one of those before, as have many people, many people in the community. Yeah, thanks, ATN. Have another drink, my friend. So, if you have a question, hey, use the resources you have available. If the answer is not the manual or the FAQ, or if there's nothing posted on the UT website, use somebody in the community. Ask a question. Use the forums. Use IRC. If you still can't get an answer, maybe the Punkbuster website and forum will give you some insight. If not, well, last resort, email us. Okay, email me, and I can look into it for you. We continue to see very opinionated gamers when it comes to what they enjoy and what they don't enjoy. We do think many are pleased with some of the decisions, but one of the decisions that we knew we were going to hear quite a bit on was that decision to replace the M4 with the new ZM LR300ML. That is a new assault rifle by ZM Weapons. Essentially, it is the same weapon as the M4, but to many of the gamers, they will continue to debate the issue, saying, no, it's an all-new weapon. Well, yes, it is an all-new weapon, and I will tell you why. Because during 2.6 testing, we were actually tweaking the M4. So basically, we could stick the M4 model in for the LR300 right now, and the M4 is going to feel different in 2.6 than it did in 2.5. Essentially, as I said, it is the same weapon. The M4 was tweaked during 2.6 development. We decided to remodel it, reskin it, and voila, we have the LR300ML. And it's basically going to stay there. Don't expect to see the M4 back. I know many are upset, but many continue to use it. So just wanted...